She's in the studios with us right now, a busy, busy lady, our state representative, Sue Aller. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing good. Got up bright and early, hit the road, and here I am. I was looking forward to it.
And here you are, exactly. You know, we talked on the phone. We were mentioning a couple of weeks ago we had you on, and you were kind of talking about some of the committees and that you belong to. How are things adjusting for you as a state representative into what, only your first 3 or 4 months now?
Yeah, somebody commented, maybe it was you when I talked to you, that it was my first 100 days recently.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Anyway, I've been assigned to a variety of committees under the umbrella of the Appropriations Committee. I serve as chair on Natural Resources, Vice Chair on Department of Health and Human Services, Military and Veterans, General Government, and School Aid.
And school
I
aid.
Knew
now,
there was a fifth one.
Are those ones that do you select, or do they select for you based on your background in that? How does that work for you to be getting it on committees?
Well, actually, back in December, all of the reps were sent a list of all the committees. We were asked to pick the five that we would like to be on if we were going toward policy, or to choose appropriations in and of itself.
Okay.
So I chose five policy committees, and then everybody anxiously awaited to find out what we were going to get, and lo and behold, I received appropriations, which is good.
Very nice.
I had really toyed with the idea of going with appropriations in the beginning, so I'm glad I got it. I'm enjoying it, and plugging along.
Boy, no doubt. Well, let's talk about some of those things that you're plugging along with. Mm-hmm. The big one right now this time of year, the budget, right? That's got to be the number one focus.
Yeah, the way that is set up, the governor presents his budget. That was done the end of January. And at that point, the various House subcommittees start to evaluate different aspects of the budget. Ultimately, the House will come up with their own budget. While that's going on, the Senate is doing the same thing. So they're going to come up with their own budget. And before long, we're going to have three different budgets for the upcoming year. That's when a lot of discussions will start, and ultimately we'll end up with one budget for the state of Michigan upcoming year.
Amazing. What goes into this? Now, the other bill we want to talk about, the gun package. I know you're a big part of that, aren't you?
Yeah, it is a four-bill package. Representative Heutinga, Representative Cole, myself, introduced different aspects of the bill. The package would allow an individual to carry a pistol without having a CPL.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect of the bill would allow an individual to carry a pistol out in the woods where there's wildlife around without having a CPL, and they would also be able to have it concealed. You know, if you're out in the woods and it's cold, you want to put a jacket on. So that was introduced. The four-bill package has gone to the Judiciary Committee. I think it's the Judiciary it went to. And they'll be evaluating it and then hopefully recommending it back to the House, where we'll be able to do a vote on it.
Very nice. So it's been a busy 100 days for you, hasn't it?
It's been extremely busy. Yeah.
And now you're you're on break, but you're just as busy. You're on the road, aren't you?
I've been on the road quite a bit last week, and then again this week. Today I'll be down here most of the day, probably till 6-7 o'clock tonight. I'm having a coffee hour at the Big Boy in town.
Oh, okay.
That is at noon until 1 o'clock. So if anybody's interested in stopping by, I'll be there. If they just want to stop by and say hi, or if they have issues they want to discuss, you know, by all means, stop in. I'm also hitting several businesses in the area. I'll be going to Taoist Tool. Also going to Cooper Standard, visiting Neiman's Family Market, and I hope to stop by the Senior Citizens and visit with them, have lunch there today.
Very good. Boy, that is a busy schedule you have today. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Now, when do you get back into session then?
I'll be heading back down to Lansing next Monday night.
Okay.
I have meetings on Tuesday, and then session starts again on Wednesday.
Very nice. And if they can't make it to any of the places you're going to be today, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you, Sue?
The best way to reach me is to call the office. That number is 517-373-0833.
Very good. And as mentioned, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. We're going to hope to keep up with you and find out how things are going for you down there in Lansing. And whenever you're going to be up here in the area, you're more than welcome to stop in with us.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll try to do that on a fairly regular basis.
Very good. State Thanks. Representative Sue Aller, thank you for joining us. And safe travels out there. And have a happy Easter, too, by the way.
Thank you. You too. Happy Easter.